You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Here we go, Heart of Dixie. Season 3, episode 15, Ring of Fire. We're back with you. We're so excited. This was a juicy episode.
It was.
So we're excited to chat about this one. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane, joined with...
Hi, everybody. It's Michelle Renee.
And Paige Sullivan.
So we will dig right in. At least we'll have more substance this week. We're finally seeing some storylines play out.
I would have liked for them to have started back with this episode.
Yeah, that would have been a good way to come off of a hiatus. Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I do like how they touch space. I think George said to LeBron, like, you know, you've kind of done it up. We have this fest and this fest. And I'm like,
finally.
Please, at least you guys know.
At least you acknowledge that that's how the fans feel.
Right. That there's literally something. It has to revolve around an event every week. Always has.
But I'm wondering now that they've said that, if moving forward we're not really going to have an event. Like, is this the last event?
No way.
Well, no, they'll make an event over Joel leaving. They'll make an event over everything. But we'll get to that. Let's start with what kind of happened, kicked off the show, was the Truitt brothers coming in to fix Zoe and Joel's house. Mm-hmm. Of all people. Like, could he not read them, Joel?
He liked them. He said they're giving him material.
Yeah, to write about, not to fix your house. They're crazy.
That's true.
But... How did I don't even know. Wade, that makes sense. He could handle them, I think, when he was, like, married to Tansy, but they're a lot. I mean, one of them's name is Chicken. Literally, its name is Chicken.
Okay, they make them out to be these dumb guys, though. But that one brother who overhears them talking about six figures jumps to the conclusion, like, we're going to sue you.
Which would have been smart had he kind of come up with a way to do that. But he overheard it, and then he comes up, and they're like, we're suing you for six figures. Like, that doesn't say, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Pick a number. Find a reason why to sue. Like, you could have played this, but Chicken just wants to date Annabeth. He's not trying to wear this neck brace much longer.
Mm-mm. I wonder, though, I mean, six figures, like the high end, the low end,
right.
Like, where were they aiming? And where is Joel getting paid on that? Because I feel like for a Hollywood movie, he should probably be getting more than seven figures.
That's right? What I was thinking. When he said six figures, I was like,
well, maybe to sell the screenplay, and then you know he'll get money for the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Once I have no clue how it works.
I don't know how
Warner Brothers is paying him. Of course, they pulled in Warner Brothers where they shoot the actual show, but... Congratulations to Joel. Didn't we call that one last week?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Zoe's mom, for pulling him away slowly but surely.
I used to feel like I wanted Joel to leave, and now I don't. I feel like it's kind of like a cop-out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was no issue in there. I mean, there might be an issue moving forward when he does move. I don't know. But I just kind of thought they made it so easy, and they haven't had any issues, and they're buying a house together. And if they're that serious, 6 months apart really shouldn't break you up.
Yeah,
because the relationship just feels stagnant anyways. It's just like, okay, so calm and comfortable and
but
great.
That's what a relationship becomes. Like, if you think about, like, marriage, people are like, oh, we need to spice it up. We need something new, you know. Michelle doesn't like that idea. But you know what I mean? Like, it will feel kind of stagnant, I think.
Makes sense. But all along, I haven't seen the chemistry. So this is their easy way to pull them away and to kind of, I mean, how will the season end? We've got seven more episodes or so. To see what happens. Or is it going to be George?
You think it could be George?
I don't know. I think it could because I think a lot of people have talked about, viewers as well, talking about how we never saw them actually get together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've never seen it. And right now, who does George have? No one. And Wade's got Vivian. That's just going to cause a whole blow up.
That would.
You know what I mean? Like,
I agree, but I think the whole thing with the fact that they brought Harley into it, and he's such, like, a terror, and trying to make Wade, like...
Thank you. Go Harley.
Yeah. But I think that's who Harley is. I think Harley is the factor that's going to end Wade and Vivian.
Which you see, they can't even celebrate their anniversary.
And it doesn't have to be something huge or monumental. It could just really be Vivian saying, like, the most important thing right now is Harley.
Is my child. And I get the sense from them whenever Harley comes in, kind of like interrupts whatever they have going on, she's more disappointed than Wade is. Like, Wade always kind of like makes excuses and kind of laughs it off. So I think she's going to be the one that, like you said, kind of makes the final decision that she's not able to date with this son that's a little
terror.
Yeah, I wanted to say something bad, but.
Well, maybe one day she will find someone when he gets a little bit older and realizes how important it is for his mother to be happy. But right now he's a child and he wants the attention on him.
Mm-hmm. And also you have to figure, I don't know how long she's been divorced. Are they officially divorced? Mm-hmm. Are they separated? I mean, he still has a father somewhere. So you always wonder, maybe they could bring the father back into it and, you know, that for the sake of the family,
and for
reconcile.
The sake of Wade and Zoe getting together. That's the end result.
Right.
That's, yeah.
But that would be the happy way so that it wouldn't feel like Wade ditched her cousin for Zoe.
Right.
That he had no choice, but he was pushed back to Zoe.
Yeah. It's true. And Wade tries so hard, though, because he doesn't, that's the thing, he never complains if they can't celebrate. Mm-hmm. We'll do it next week. It'll be 3 months in 1 week. But he is trying to go out of his way for this little boy. He steals the goat multiple times.
Mm-hmm. He tells, what's her name, Rose?
Yeah.
That he's going to pay her $300.
I would take that in a second.
I would take that.
And she still didn't because of the goat. It's like, relax. You can wait till they get back about this goat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he really wants Vivian to like him and to see what he's doing to try to make the relationship work. And I think she does. But in the end, it's like, she's kind of like, oh, I guess we'll have to do this some other night. Now we have a goat. Like, why couldn't they have just been like, okay, y'all hang out, play with the goat, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Take the goat back on your way to your date.
Yeah, there's so much that could have happened. It just seems like there are little excuses continuing to pull them apart.
Well, I think their priorities are very different. Like, hers is her son, her job, and her life. You know, Wade is a fun aspect of it, but I think he's not the most important thing to her. So she seems disappointed, but at the same time, she's not like, oh no.
Yeah.
But for Wade, I also think this whole Vivian thing is him proving to himself he can be a good boyfriend.
That's what I was about to say. It's true, because Zoe kept saying all those things, like, you've got to grow up, you're immature. He is. He's really, like, come full circle, I think, and he cares about somebody. With Vivian, yeah, I think this is fun for her. I don't think she's serious about it.
It's her first time dating since she got divorced. I mean, what are the chances this will be a long-term thing?
Not.
But do you guys think it's all an act with Wade? Like, I agree that he seems a lot more mature, but
I think he cares.
Do you
about
think
her.
That it's real?
I do.
Yeah.
Like, he you think he's really it. Matured and changed, or you think he just knows that that's what he's supposed to be doing to keep this relationship going, so he just does it?
I think in some aspects, like, I think with the kid, I think with Harley, those things he just does because he's like, I have to do this.
Because he wants to be with his mom, with Harley's mom right now.
But I think he has matured in the sense that, you know, he's running his own business now. He was even mature about how things went down with Lemon.
Yeah.
And he's just been handling things a little bit better than previous seasons. I still think he's Wade.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
I just wanted to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. But I don't see him like cheating anymore. I see him actually like he's grown up. He wants a serious relationship. It just depends on who that ends up being.
Right. But it's one of those situations where Zoe left and he would have fought for Zoe when she got back, but she came back with Joel. And so
it needed to happen though.
Yeah. But you need to find your other person then. I mean, you can't just sit there looking at this couple and saying, oh, but I want to be with her. I want to be with her. You got to move on. So,
yeah, which I'm glad he did because I think he's growing up. I think she's learning what she wants out of a relationship as well. I don't know if it's Joel. I don't know. We'll see what happens. It could very well be George. Let's talk about George.
I still think it's Joel, but we can talk.
You think she'll end up with Joel?
No, I think they won't end up together, but I think had this movie not come up, she would have stayed with Joel. I don't think anything would have rocked the boat.
I agree, but I think it would have just been boring storyline and we need some drama up in
No,
this.
I agree. I mean, it wouldn't be the CW, you know, but
let's get some other men up in Zoe's life. But, so George comes to the rescue. They were really worried, though. That other lawyer lady who was representing Chicken.
Haven't we seen her
I've
before?
I've seen her somewhere before.
I thought the same
Me
thing.
Too.
I don't know if it's been on another show on the CW.
Or on this show at some point. I don't know.
I almost thought we saw her at the bar, but remember that girl who was really mad at George Tucker?
Yeah,
but it's
that's
a different
who I thought
girl.
She was, too. And I thought that was going to be the twist that, like, George didn't remember
her,
but that didn't happen. Yeah, I've seen her somewhere. Maybe on another show.
Probably.
We'll have to look her
up. Yeah, we'll have to
get work, girl. Get that work.
Yeah, hey.
But she was a little annoying. I'm not going to lie. Like, come on. Leave him alone. What's he doing to you?
The fact that we even bring Lillian back into it. It's like, oh, okay.
Just saying about, what was it? Lucky Ducky?
Unlucky Tucky.
Oh, my gosh. That's so weird that she's just saying this in George. I mean, it's weird. Mm-hmm. And they thought he went back into a deep depression.
But I liked seeing him come out of it and perform well because, like we said, they've been kind of making a joke of George Tucker. And I wanted to see some substance from him and something that wasn't just Unlucky Tucky or like this weird storyline. And so at least he came out the other side saying, no, I was, you know, I was preparing for your case.
And he's getting over Tansy. He's not going to be all upset about that. But I also think, if you remember, like, Joel at the beginning, he's like, oh, George Tucker's going to be our lawyer. And then, like, Zoe's there, and I think she sees this different side. Like, he's standing up to make sure everything's going to work out. I don't know. I never thought that they would end up together or anything like that, but I still think there's some unanswered questions. He has no one right now. Joel's leaving. They're at least going to be good friends.
I think they'll always be friends. I think they'll always be friends because of the fact the similarities between their stories. Right. The New York, the Bluebell, you know, what happened with Lemon. I think they'll always parallel, but I don't ever think they would work together.
Yeah, and I don't want them to. But it would be interesting to see if that's what happens.
I almost like the dynamic of Zoe and George being best friends in the way that Lemon and Wade are. You know what I mean? Like, they have each other's back. They fight. And it's just
but
a good
But you don't want them to end up together.
Yeah, like, I don't want Lemon and Wade together. Like, I would never want that.
George and Zoe were more appealing to me when Lemon was in the picture.
I agree.
Like, that's when I liked them together was, like, first season when it was kind of like their relationship was compared to the relationship that he had with Lemon, which was, which was just, like, draining for everyone to watch her, like, boss him around. So I think that's why maybe I liked at one point the idea of Wade.
I did, too.
There's not chemistry.
Wade, George and Zoe, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There was
chemistry.
That was
when he was more serious, too. And now that he's gotten more goofy, I'm definitely just, like, not feeling it. But now that he's serious again, I'm like, oh.
Well, then you saw him be Mr. George Lawyer Tucker. He was good. He got that case just.
But like we said, how many times can we do the, like, runaround with all of these people? Like, he was with Lemon and Zoe and Tansy and then Tansy. Could he go back to Zoe? I mean, realistically, like we've said, we need more people. Like, I want new people in Bluebell for these people. And we might have gotten that with AB tonight. I don't know. Like, I don't know who this man is, but...
Well, the other thing, too, about this episode, I think it left it open. It left it really open for a lot of people. And that's what's kind of fun, because we don't know who they're going to end up with. I mean, we see some stuff between LaVon and Lemon. Just at least a good friendship, for sure. And then you see Annabeth with this mystery man. And then George, he doesn't have anyone. Joel's leaving. Like, it's leaving it open for a good end of the season, I think.
I agree. I liked the Lemon and LaVon thing. I don't want to see them back together, and I don't think they...
Well, let's talk about the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, gosh.
Because that was LaVon's little baby that he needed to get going and wanted people in Bluebell to come out and rally around it. But the only way he could do that was to get Carter Covington and Enrique to fight for Lemon's love. So whoever won had exclusive dating rights and got to escort her to the Renaissance Ball. Mm. I mean, really, though, this one girl.
Really?
It's kind of crazy to think. Like, this one girl is Queen Lemon, right? They call her Queen Lemon sitting on this chair and, like, waiting for her suitors to fight. No.
It's so unrealistic.
No. I guess that's what Bluebell's all about these days. It's not going to be believable anymore.
I guess, though, being an actor on the show, it must be fun. You get to dress up. You get to play this, like, character in this crazy outfit. And
it's true. You're so far different than what you're probably really like in real life, so you get to have fun with it.
But I like the storyline how LaVon was trying to get Lemon to do this, and he went to AB for help. And I loved how sassy she was
to
him.
It's like, what does he want? Uh-uh. Dude doesn't get it yet.
She's like, the last time we talked, we broke up, and now you're asking me to do you a favor?
It
but
is crazy.
But you see how she eventually, like, acquiesces to what he wants. And I feel like that's what you totally do in a real situation when someone breaks up with you. It's like, you don't want to, you know, appease them. Yeah. But then you still like them. So you kind of do what you have to do to, like, help them out because you want to make their life a little bit easier.
Yeah, you
so,
do.
I mean,
it's so sad.
I feel so bad for AB.
I do, too. Like, I really do. Especially because she's, like, dressed up. First of all, they try to get her to go on a date with Chicken so that the lawsuit will be dropped. And she gets stood up by Chicken.
By Chicken.
Which, not really. Like, had his brothers not come and taken away. But, you know, that's just, like, another blow. That could be, like, the lowest blow.
Can you imagine?
Chicken threw it.
Ugh.
Oh,
she should be happy though, because I mean,
she didn't want to do it.
No, but like, wow, she's a good friend. Yeah. That's one thing you can say about AB. She would go on a date with Chicken. She helps LaVon out when
she's a good friend.
Yeah, she's a good person.
She deserves someone. So that's more than any relationship that we've discussed. I definitely want her to have some closure and a nice guy to like run off in the sunset with.
It's I agree. She's the number one for and like finding it.
Someone could have come to her rescue, but before that happened, she had to sit there and watch Carter not show up, Enrique not show up. Meatball was the knight in shining armor that comes out for Lemon's love, and LaVon had to go fight him. What does that feel like, too, though? It's like, really, my ex-boyfriend's going to go fight for my best friend just to help her out, but is he really helping her out because they had a history? You know, like, all the thoughts that would go through her mind.
But they didn't even show her, like, reaction or
anything.
That's
what I'm saying.
They did, though. I was looking specifically for her in the crowd, and everyone else was cheering, and she wasn't. She just was, like, after he won and, like, you know, Lemon, you know, stood up to have him or whatever, like, she was just standing there, like, you know.
Well, no reaction.
No reaction. Everyone else in the crowd was, like,
yeah.
I thought they would have done, like, a close-up on her face. For sure.
That's what I wanted.
Like, you know, because I was looking for her. I must have missed her. I was hoping to see, really, like, an emotion.
Well, I think they wanted to keep it, like, subtle.
Because, yeah, we can't tell yet. Because
they don't want to, like, zoom into her face and then have the audience know, like, okay, yeah, we're going to put Lemon and LaVon back together.
Which, you guys, I said it last week, and I'm still holding strong behind that. Something's going to develop there.
I don't know, because even when they were dancing at the Renaissance Ball and they saw AB come in, they both knew, like, okay, we should take a lap. Like, let's not dance.
Right, but that doesn't mean they don't have feelings.
No, but I think Lemon had, like I said last week, Lemon had a thing with LaVon, but was it love or was it she was in an emotional place and she had somebody to lean on? AB wanted to marry LaVon, and they were like on the brink of marriage, and he broke her heart. So
right, but who did LaVon care most about? And it's always been Lemon.
Does that matter, though? Because if Lemon cares more about AB than she cares about LaVon,
I don't know. It's never stopped him before. I just think...
I know, these people just...
I think that it was a surprise after saying it, not thinking it was going to happen, and then seeing him stand up and fight. I think that automatically makes you think, we never got closure on their relationship. Mm. She was vulnerable to LaVon. That's the only person that really knows how she feels about certain things, and same for her with him. There's just stuff at least to dig deeper with those two.
Yeah.
She's open to a lot more now, though, with Enrique. We would have never seen her with somebody like Enrique. And she never would have turned down Carter Covington, though. She never would have turned him down or been with the other one. So maybe it's time for her. Maybe she will get closure. Maybe it will be a conversation between the two of them.
Something real between them and to really see what happened. Because they do flashbacks, but you don't really, you know, we haven't seen any of them really open up about anything.
Yeah.
And that's going to have to happen with Zoe and Wade, and I think that's going to have to happen with a lot of other people.
George and Zoe.
Yeah, I mean, let's dig deep.
Yeah, and I think with all of Lemon's relationships, it's been about, like, what guy gives her the most attention and, like, dotes on her the most. And with LaVon, it's deeper than just, like, oh, let me tell you how pretty you are and let me give you flowers and let me take you to fancies. You said, they have a real connection about deeper things.
That's why Carter and Enrique did not work out. But don't worry, you guys. Enrique is now Carter's driver.
Good
so
for
he
him.
Came out with something.
Racist.
Good for him.
Is that for real, though? That's really weird.
Okay, they hadn't even been officially broken up with yet. And they, like...
When one door closes, a window
opens. But of all things, really, he's going to drive Carter Covington around after they just... I cannot. After they just fought for a woman...
Drive him around where? He doesn't live in Los Angeles. He lives in Bluebell. Like, or wherever
mobile,
he lives.
Mobile.
Like,
what is it?
Mobile.
Mobile.
I get like, why the
why
grandma.
Why do you need a driver? Like, I get why the grandma does. Right. She's older. Oh,
because he's Carter Covington of the Covington.
That means nothing to me.
He means nothing to anyone. But he obviously is rich and he's going to pay Enrique.
Gosh.
So good for you. That window has opened. Really odd.
I'm glad they're both gone, though.
I just thought it was a little bit insensitive racially. I mean, I'm not Hispanic, but
yeah, it was interesting.
I didn't care for it. CW.
Let them know, honey. You all let us know what you think.
Yeah, go to iTunes, comment, rate, tell a friend. Also go to YouTube, leave us comments there. We check them all. So keep the conversation going. We're back. We shouldn't have any more hiatuses. So keep talking to us, and we'll come back next week with our thoughts.
It's getting juicy. There's some things in the works.
I think it's gonna get better. Like you said, they've left it all open ended, so it can really go anywhere.
Yeah,
but I don't. I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing, because I think opening it up and then having to, like, close it in only, like, 7 or 8 or however many episodes we have left is kind of problematic.
It's
because
hard.
It's like,
especially
we're
going
to start seeing
know.
New things, and then they're going to have to, like, wrap up really quickly, and then we may feel kind of
it can be difficult, because at this point,
that.
They don't know if they're coming back for season 4, you know? So it's like, how do you finish the season without knowing that, mm-hmm. you know?
I think they give you, like, a little bit of what you want. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we'll see a full-fledged Zoe and Wade relationship. I don't think we would get that. If anything, maybe we would get, like, a dinner, like, them going on a first date again, or them doing something. So it gives us, as viewers, maybe hope if they don't come back for a 4th season. It's like, oh, well, we can make of it what we want.
Right, which I hate, though. I like closure on my shows. So let's hope that we can get closure, regardless if it's season 3 going to season 4 or not, you know? Mm-hmm. I want some sort of, like...
But, I mean, what would be closure between them? A first date, them getting back together, or a marriage?
I could totally see
what real closure is. It's like them getting married.
And that's what I mean, like...
And that's too much for 7
episodes.
We
still got Joel next week.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk about Annabeth and her... Mystery man.
Who is
Any
he?
Any guesses?
Is he the guy who was fighting Tom Long in the first round?
Which nobody knows who that was, right?
I think that's who it is. We don't know who he is. They didn't say his name, I don't think.
Who could it be? And it's not somebody anyone we know, because we didn't hear... I don't recognize the voice.
No,
at least
I
it's not one of those Bluebell natives, you know?
Or if it is, it's not somebody we, like, see a lot.
Right.
Or talk to very often.
I don't have a clue.
I don't either.
And
it
I hope it's
somebody new.
Good.
New to us, maybe not new to Bluebell, but someone that's been kind of like...
Could it be her ex-husband?
That's where my mind just went.
Oh. Ooh, I hope she would know his voice.
Yeah. she should. I would hope so.
That's true. I was like, it's got to be Chicken, because Meatball, I didn't think it was. And then you see him, so now it's just all up in the air, which is fun. Maybe there's some new meat.
Well, she's the one we care about right now. Everybody else is kind of coupled off, and we're waiting for it to shake up. She's the one who's really, really sad and lonely.
Oh, I hope it's somebody good. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. We'll have to keep guessing. See what reveals next week.
Well, hopefully they just take his helmet off.
Maybe. She might want it to be. Who knows?
Well, I
wear
bet
that helmet everywhere until we have to take it off.
I feel like that might be a part of next week, though, is the fact that she did ask him to keep the helmet on. So now if it was, like, a good date, like, her being like, okay, who was it?
Right.
And having it be kind of
a
goose chase. Yeah.
That could be fun. So what about Joel leaving? That was kind of a blow to Zoe.
Bye, she Felicia.
Huh?
Oh, God.
She's going to be sad. She was so
sad.
Happy for him. She's so happy for him, right? And then he's like, I've got to leave. I have to leave for L.A. tomorrow for 6 months.
I didn't really care for the acting in this scene, because I get that if your boyfriend tells you he has to leave for 6 months, you would be sad.
Right.
But the way they acted it out was just, like, impending doom. Like, you can see, like, by the way they acted, okay, he's going to leave for 6 months, and this is going to be the deterioration of their relationship.
Which we knew it was coming.
We did, but... realistically, and like, I know Bluebell isn't very realistic, but a lot of couples do that. Think about people who are in the army, they leave their wives for a year. It's not the end of it, it's
for
just
sure.
a tough stretch. And she had to have known going into it, okay, if he's having this movie developed, he may have to move to LA for a bit.
I really don't think she thought that. And the other thing about it is, though, this is the only difference, is she does have so many ties to other men in Bluebell that it makes it kind of like. There's other things, you know? It's like Joel's leaving, but someone's going to step in.
And why didn't she go with him?
That's what I want to know.
I mean, she doesn't have the practice.
Well,
I know she's trying to get it back.
That's a whole
other
reason, right?
She could practice anywhere. And so if need be, there's traveling doctors who just go from hospital to hospital, like, and do, like, six-week stints.
Then he's not worth that to her. You know what I mean? Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're not willing to work through it, it's not
her reaction
it's not enough.
Was just so unrealistic to me.
Yeah. I know.
And the way he told her.
Like, do it in private, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, at home.
It's
like
odd.
It needs to be a longer conversation, not like a 2-minute, like, hey, I'm going to L.A. Like,
and maybe we'll see a little bit of that before he leaves on the next episode, but it's just weird. I mean, she knows. You already see in one episode, so that's probably a day from this last week's episode, that she's like, we're already... falling apart, like we're already growing apart. So I don't know, we could have guessed that, though.
Yeah,
they had to have a reason.
And if they grow apart that easily, then it's probably better that they just let it be.
So I guess we'll find out what happens with the house and the practice. And
does she keep the house? Because they bought it, correct? Yeah.
It's not even fixed yet.
She's going to be have to be partner. She's going to have to focus on that if Brick like feels any empathy for a girl who's just lost her boy who was helping pay for this house. Somehow she's got to get back in.
It'll also be good for her to have like a something driving her. You know, I'm going to fix this house. I'm going to have my job. And maybe focus on that for one or two episodes instead of... I don't want to see her jump in with any guy anytime soon.
And like, that's not realistic either. Let's hope that they don't do that.
And then again, these episodes, we don't know. They will. But we don't know how long these episodes technically are spaced out. Like,
right.
Time-wise.
Yeah, varies.
Vivian and Wade have only been together for 3 months.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why it's going to be easy to get out of that one, too.
Yeah, that's such a small amount of time. That's nothing.
Yeah. Well, lots to figure out.
A lot.
My heart of Dixie. So let's get into a little bit of news and gossip then.
AfterBuzz. Who wants to go first?
Oh, goodness.
Well, I read online a few places that the move to Friday night hasn't really helped or hurt Heart of Dixie. So,
interesting.
In terms of our conversations about season four, there's reports that they're pretty much getting the same ratings they were before, even though they have the new time slot and day. So,
well, that's good at least. Yeah, they didn't that's drop actually good. When it went to Friday. Because I feel like Friday, a lot of times, like, I'm not home on a Friday, but now they do take into account
DVR.
Your DVR and Twitter and all of those things all go into the ratings.
Right. Which makes sense. DVR, that helps on a Friday night.
I mean, nobody watches anything live anymore, except for us, apparently. Yeah. We're here on Monday, so.
And then we know that Wilson Bethel, we talked about him last season. He did, like, a little CW Seed series. I forgot what that one was about, but it was crazy. He was, like,
It was super hype, remember?
Super hype. And now he's got another one called L.A. Rangers. It's a comedy that sends up famous movies.
I was reading that it's about park rangers who want to be filmmakers, and he created it.
Again, yeah, it's just like Stupid Hype. He did it. He created it with the guy that he created it with Stupid Hype. What is his name? It doesn't say. Dugan O'Neill.
Yes.
So they are both star as a pair of park rangers. So it should be interesting. I think that's airing this week.
He must have a great relationship with CW if they're willing to keep putting his shows online.
Yeah, he writes and he creates, so that's pretty cool. I mean.
He's not just a cute guy.
Yeah.
Not
he's
just
got
an actor, too.
Going on
too, so
for him, people.
I guess we'll see some more from him in the future as far as production, directing.
Go Wilson.
Yeah.
Go Wilson, just a jack of all trades.
He is. And we have all these different characters now that are on all these different shows because Tom Wong, he's on Enlisted, which I think it airs the same night as Heart of Dixie.
Interesting.
And then Claudia Lee, she's on a new show coming out. I haven't watched it. Surviving Jack or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it got good ratings, though.
Everybody's making moves.
They're all doing stuff.
That's great.
Big
stuff.
They're
preparing for maybe.
Well, who knows?
No fourth
Let's hope,
season.
We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah.
Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who wants to go?
Not me.
I'll go. I don't really have anything serious. I don't think LaVon and Lemon are going to be a thing. I think it will be a conversation or a topic that they delve into a little bit, but I don't think it'll ever be a relationship. AB, I think this mystery guy will kind of be like a Prince Charming that we've been waiting for. I don't see George and Zoe, but I do see just the demise of the relationship next episode. I mean, there's nowhere really to go, I think, with George and Zoe. So I don't... The fans... I mean, I know there's some George and Zoe fans, but like I feel like most fans are
at
Zoe and Wade fans.
Have been swayed to
because that was the most recent... Well, it was the most recent relationship. Like, George was like 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm going to go ahead and say that either this next episode or the episode after that... Vivian and Wade dunzo.
Ooh!
That's
quick. That's a quick one. Okay. Well, I think LaVon and Lemon, something's going down. I do. Because I was very excited to see him step up. I was like, something. They're got to be like stirring the pot a little bit to make us think.
But that's what I think they're doing. I think they're making us think about it as the season's coming to an end just to like fool us.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. But she's got to end up with someone. At this point, who knows who it's going to be.
That's true.
That's about it. I mean, I've known all along. Joel's out of the picture, so
yeah,
we'll just see
who he lasted ends up a lot longer than we thought.
A lot longer.
We gave him like Lindsay. 3 episodes.
She was out way before
Maybe he'll
Joel.
Come back though. Maybe he'll go to LA and then come back.
You never know.
He'll come back,
when she's
he'll
got come back
on,
else.
Uh-huh, he'll come back on that last episode when she's about to say yes to Wade's proposal and then fade to black.
What is she gonna do? Mm-hmm. We just wrote the end of Heart of Dixie. Okay, you guys, we will see you next week. Thanks for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Lane Fern, on my website, whitney-lane.com.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Sell.
See y'all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, yep. Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.